Well, Steve, give us your assessment of that one.
Well, I think we started quite brightly. We dominated so they scored a goal. I think it's a bit of a deflection off the toe of a player, which I think it's up until then, it's the only time they're probably in the box, isn't it? So we feel a little bit hard done by them. We lost away a little bit before the first half, but the second half is a complete annihilation of Charlton, isn't it? It's chance after chance. Becchio gets a goal, which he's overall playing hard work deserved. And I sit here and I go home tonight once again frustrated by a referee. I've come in with the benefit of looking at a DVD. Rotherham United be as well playing in a game where we don't get penalties. You know, give the opposition penalties, but don't give us penalties. Because if that's not a penalty, we should get a game up. The referee, his decision is shocking. And last week I come away and I said, I can't blame the official at Bolton because we'd have got a draw, but we made some big errors. We didn't make some big errors today. And we should win that game. We should have an opportunity to shoot from the spot to win the game. And that doesn't mean you're taking the 3 points, but it gives you a big opportunity. And I go away tonight absolutely ecstatic with the second half performance. They're a good team, Charlton. They've spent a lot of money. They've got a budget that's 4 or 5 times ours. So they should have good players. But we've torn them to shreds in the second half. And I feel for my players. But we'll come back on the training ground on Monday and we'll get ready for next week.
The penalty incident, is that the handball incident?
Listen, he's almost caught it and put it up his jump and looked as fat as me. That's how bad it is. it's a disgraceful decision by an experienced referee that's an honest man by rule. And if he's not stuck behind players, which is the only excuse he can give himself, then dear me, I don't know what's happening to football when you can't get decisions like that. We don't care about throw-ins, I said after Bolton. But if the one against Bolton in the eyes of the assessing team at the Football League, we were unlucky as a penalty. I'm sure they'll be calling me on Monday to say we've had 2 in 4 or 5 days and they're big points that we need.
You made a change at half-time, Smallwood off, Frecklington on, and Frecklington seemed to make the difference in that second half.
Well, I don't think Frecklington made a difference. I think 11 players made a difference. We suddenly had an energy that we normally have, and we played with a passion and a set up a system. We almost 3-up, but I would rather lose 3-0 than lose with a wimp. That's my style, and that don't change. And you know, Lee's not been quite 100% fit after picking up a little calf strain, but he played in the reserves in midweek, and it was touch and go whether he started, to be fair to Frex. But he came on today, and I thought he was excellent. But I think all my players were excellent in the second half. I think every one of them gave everything they had. We suddenly look like the team we are, and we should be sitting here, shouldn't we? Mid-table tonight, we're a couple of points off that, and we should be sitting from another point in midweek. But, you know, I just don't understand why we don't get these decisions. He's an experienced referee. He's an honest man, Darren Dibman, but that's a shocker. But what will he get? He'll get another big championship game next week, and they'll be bothered, will they?
You mentioned Luciano Becchio, obviously his goal and the point for your side, you could say it. His first goal since January 2013, he must be a relieved man as well. He looked ecstatic.
Well, I think with Luciano, if you put the balls in the box and you give him service, he'll score goals. We spoke last week about we're getting him fitter. I made a decision to start him in 2 games. It was the right decision, whatever MD says. And I made a decision that, you know, when he came off at Bolton, that he would start on the bench. That's how early that decision was made. But, you know, when Alex came off, it was only one answer, to put the big man on the pitch. And does Luciano care? Just look at the reaction he had to the goal. And he'll score goals for us, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, we have a couple of weeks before the international break. And let me tell you, during that international break, he'll work harder than what any athlete's ever done in their life. He'll be incredibly butchered in a positive way by Paul Warren. And he'll be properly ready then.
And you mentioned as well in the build-up to this game about Jordan Barry making a point, proving a point. Luciano Becchio has taken that on board, hasn't he, as well? He's proven a point today.
Yeah, he did. And I thought Jordan proved a point in the second half. I thought he was a bit wimpish, if I can use that expression, a bit laboured in the first half. He wasn't laboured in the second half. You know, I think the service up to Luciano was good. And we suddenly had players all over the pitch getting off him. And I don't know what the stats show in the second half, but territorially it's great, isn't it? And to come up against, I'm very fortunate to come up against a manager that's as good as Jose Mourinho. We're all very fortunate in the Championship when we come up against Bob.
And I suppose as well, you can take a lot of heart out of that second half because it was a Championship performance, wasn't it? It showed you can really battle in there.
Well, we played against a good club today. I said when Charlton, when the game was coming up, I spoke highly about the supporters because I've been to the Valley and some great nights they've had there. And they're coming today and the atmosphere, but both ends of the ground was terrific. And so they're a good club, but we should really be taking the 3 points given our second half performance. And we're disappointed. We should have taken some of the Bolton. Our performance deserved that. Our performance today deserved 3 points. We don't get them. Of course, we can look at a couple of goalkeeping saves. I think the goalkeeper for Charlton probably gets their man in the match by some distance. And but quite seriously, if we're not getting penalties like this, we should rewrite the rule book and say when you play in the Championship against Rotherham United, they don't get penalties, but the opposition do, because that's the way it's working out.
And you changed your goalkeeper today as well. Was that a difficult decision this week that you had to make, to put Scott Loach in there and leave Adam Coyne out?
Well, I've always said they're easy decisions because they're honest decisions. Adam's been fantastic for us and will be fantastic for us again. But, you know, we had one or two issues in the last couple of weeks with him, with distribution of various things. He knows, we talk him through it. And we went to Bolton, and the only reason he's left out today is we just wanted to beat his confidence getting into a big game today, especially coming back home in front of a very passionate support. But Loach's got no chance with the goal, and if anything, his distribution was excellent. So he's done okay, but it doesn't mean he'll start at Ipswich, does it?
How was Alex Revell? He came off with a knock in that first half.
Yeah, he got a dead leg, you know, and Revs was winning a few headers, especially in that first 15 minutes. But he'll be fine for next week.
And you've got some time to work now, haven't you? You've got a week to be able to get back to work on the training ground, I guess.
Yeah, we've got a reserve game on Tuesday. It'll be a strong side that'll be involved in that. We need some players on the pitch getting some more game time. Some players that's played today were playing that. So, you know, we're not one of these clubs that lets players write in contracts that they don't play in reserve games. We're not that good in the Championship to be able to do that.
And finally, the obligatory loan question. Any update for us?
No, we won't be doing it for a couple of weeks. You know, maybe post the international window when we come back in October is a good opportunity for us to look. But we're well aware of what's happening with players, and Paul Douglas is talking to one or two clubs and representatives, and we see where that goes. But, you know, I've always said we have to sign, or hopefully try and sign on judgment, better than what we've got. And if you base it on the second half performance today, they've got one hell of a responsibility to ring it in that team, because the performance today, and I will repeat it, Charlton are a quality side with quality players, very well organised, you know. But today they've got balaclavas on the way home with a point, aren't they?